The Aged Care Royal Commission will hand down its final report next month. It's likely to recommend sweeping changes to the structure of the sector. For the cooperative and mutuals sector, that presents a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to overhaul the aged care system so that it increases the number of customer or employee-owned businesses within it. The Business Council of Cooperatives and Mutuals says that would lead to more accountable and better quality aged care services. The Peak Body's Chief Executive Officer is Melina Morrison. Melina, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The aged care sector, I think, is widely regarded as broken. The interim report from the Royal Commission called for a fundamental overhaul of the design, the objectives, the regulation and the funding of the sector. It's seen that, you know, the public and the private providers are under pressure. How would employee or customer-owned aged care organisations like co-ops and mutuals fit into this and make any improvement, do any better?
Well, that's right, Fran. The Royal Commission, in its interim report, has rightly called out the need for a step change and a cultural shift. And we are saying that that generational change will be required. It will only happen unless there is a shift to a more aged care providers whose primary purpose is to serve the consumer and invest in building the capability of the workforce at an efficient price. So we need new models. There is currently a lack of diversity in aged care markets, but there's a huge opportunity for new models to arise. And these can be cooperative, mutual, other types of hybrid models. What's most important is that you put the voice of the people who get the care and the people who deliver the care at the centre of the business. Social care
is best
in the community. Yeah.
Just explain to us, really, what a mutual or a co-op means in an aged care setting. I mean, you say it puts the carers and those who are being cared for at the centre. Are they the owners? Are they the ones running the businesses then? How does that work? What is a co-op or a mutual?
A co-op or mutual is a member-owned business, so its purpose is to benefit the members, its primary purpose. When the members are the consumers of the aged care or the carers or a combination of those, their needs are at the centre of everything the organisation does. And through their delegated authority, if you like, to their member-elected boards, their voice is at the top table. They have real skin in the game. We need more workers and highly motivated employees to meet these changing aging demographics. And this is what these organisations do. They give the workers a real voice, a say in the way the business is run, and they also give consumers more choice and control. And then there's higher quality care and accountability that flows through.
Is there a model for this? Are there already cooperatively run aged care facilities in Australia or anywhere?
Co-ops and mutuals have always delivered aged care as well as other types of social care. If you think of friendly societies and mutuals, they actually predated the social welfare system that we have, which is
so do we have aged
so
care
important.
Homes in Australia run by some co-ops or mutuals?
We do. We have legacy mutuals like Australian Unity that still exist. But what we have is this huge opportunity and room for more. 120 formed in the United Kingdom in the past decade. They are employee-owned mutuals. And we've got one of those in Australia now. It's a startup called The Cooperative Life, and that's around 100 aged care workers who've come together to run their own business so that they can deliver almost like a platform style of their labour into the home care market. But they need the scale to do that, and that's the opportunity we've got here.
Okay, so what is the opportunity? What do you need to get that scale, as you say? I mean, who's funding this? What's the business model?
The governments can sponsor innovation, as they're starting to talk about doing in relation to the response to aged care. They can sponsor innovation by providing the information and awareness to enable people and communities to make informed decisions about the business models that they choose. We have cooperative and mutual business models. We have legislation and regulation that governs these models. We exist, the sector itself, through its peak body, the BCCM, exists to help communities explore these mutual models. But we do need governments to and policymakers to understand that they need to promote the idea of diversity of business models.
Is it just about promotion? Do you need changes to the laws to make it easier for, say, groups of aged care workers to come together to form a cooperative, to run an aged care home? Does it need government subsidy? I mean, aged care's, you know, there's a lot of public funding in aged care.
We are calling on the government to continue to invest in the deregulation agenda around the cooperative and mutual business model to ensure it's on level playing field. In many ways, it's not. The government's already gone a great way towards this, improving the business environment by changing the laws around the type of investment capital that mutuals and cooperatives can raise so that they can actually invest in social infrastructure without changing their business model, without demutualising, which is a fantastic first step. We do need a more enabling operating environment, but there exists an environment in which these mutuals and different models can arise. What? Really, the big need is awareness.
Okay.
Any business type can actually become more democratic.
It can
give more voice to its carers by democratizing the workforce and giving a real member ownership. This includes not-for-profits, Fran, as well.
I was just going to ask that. I mean, there are large, a lot of church-run aged cares on a great scale, very large scale. Church-run aged care homes make a big whack of the sector. What's the difference between a mutual and a cooperative and a not-for-profit?
Well, many mutuals and cooperatives are run as not-for-profits, and often they're charities as well. And all not-for-profits have good intentions, have the right intentions. In the constitutions of traditional not-for-profit providers, there are provisions for members. But in a cooperative or mutual, the difference is that you have active membership. It's an active membership test that ensures that there's a kind of reciprocity going on. There's real meaning to that membership, and that shared responsibility ensures higher quality, consistent care, and it builds in accountability to the notion of membership, if you like. The difference is who has a voice in how the business is run, how surplus is reinvested. So it's more engaged membership, if you like. And this is in the constitutions of cooperatives and mutuals. It's embedded in law.
Okay. Melina, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
Melina Morrison, Chief Executive Officer of the Business Council of Cooperatives and Mutuals, and it's clear that the Royal Commission into Aged Care is certainly recommending we do need some fundamental overhaul, redesign of our system, the culture around it, the funding of it, the way it operates.